This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
This is Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Hope Kerwin. Republicans are fighting hard to win Wisconsin's 3rd congressional district as they seek to take control of the U.S. House. The mostly rural district in southwestern and central Wisconsin has been held by Democratic Congressman Ron Kind for 26 years. But it's been part of a larger trend of rural areas increasingly shifting toward the right. Political analysts and party leaders say the election will likely come down to what rural voters think of this year's candidates. With just a few weeks left before the November election, Democratic congressional candidate Brad Paff stops by Mahogany Dairy in rural Monroe County. As he walks the barns with the farm's owner, Gary Weber, Paff asks about his milk rotation and his feed mix.
Cows, so you've got more dry matter in here, correct?
Paff is a state senator. Before that, he served as head of the Farm Service Agency office in Wisconsin, and he was state agriculture secretary in 2019.
I mean, this is how I got involved in politics, quite frankly, is like people like Gary, just farmers. I mean, just my uncles and people in my community.
Right next to Weber's farm, a neighbor has a wagon parked along the highway that's covered in campaign signs for Republican candidates, including Paff's opponent, Derek Van Orden. The retired Navy SEAL has been endorsed by former President Donald Trump and has a passionate following on social media. Paff says it doesn't bother him to see the signs. It's the nature of the 3rd District.
But there's something that grounds us all together, that binds us all together, and that is our love for rural Wisconsin and for our heritage and for our culture.
This district was once safe for Democrats, but Trump won the 3rd in 2020, and Kind only narrowly beat Van Orden that year. Kind's retirement ensured the district would be one of the GOP's top targets this year. Now, a growing number of signs suggest the race is slipping away from the Democratic Party. A national election predictor recently changed their rating from leans Republican to likely Republican after a Democratic PAC reportedly canceled TV ads for Paff. Political scientist Anthony Chergosky from the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse says Paff has faced tough odds from the start of the election, needing to energize voters in Democratic cities and hold his own in rural communities. And the district is not alone in seeing communities that were once purple become more strongly red.
Right now, Democrats are not even holding their own in rural Wisconsin. They're getting completely wiped out in rural parts of this state.
Republicans have appealed to voters on cultural issues, painting Democrats as out of touch with the realities of rural people. This has been a major part of Van Orden's campaign. Van Orden's spokesperson declined a request for an interview with the candidate. On social media and in campaign ads, Van Orden has highlighted his military service, stressed the impact of inflation on voters, and labeled Paff as just like the Democrats in D.C.
Prices, higher groceries, just about everything. Brad Paff, he backed Joe Biden 100% of the time. That's what you get when you spend your career in politics. Well, it ain't me.
Brian Westrate is former chair of the 3rd District Republican Party. He thinks voters aren't impressed with Paff's career working for government agencies, and they're looking for someone who's more relatable.
Derek has, you know, had a career serving his country in the military, and then has since then been a small businessman and a volunteer and worked in the private sector. And there's just a clear contrast there.
Paff has hit Van Orden on his stance against abortion and for Van Orden's attendance at the Trump rally that eventually became the January 6th insurrection. Chergosky says Paff has also embraced a more patriotic message and tried to connect with voters on rural cultural issues. Chergosky thinks it's rhetoric that does resonate with voters in the region. But some rural Democrats say one candidate isn't enough to turn around the party's reputation outside of the state's largest cities. Sean Murphy Lopez is a Democrat from Richland County who ran for state assembly in 2020. He branded himself as Rural Sean, complete with a campaign ad filmed on his farm. He lost the race, but Murphy Lopez thinks it was because of discontent with national issues, like COVID-19 restrictions and the sometimes violent protests after the murder of George Floyd.
They look at those letters behind the names, you know, and they say, in general, I think I support the Republicans right now more than I do the Democrats.
If Democrats want to change that, he says they'll need national figures who return to a message that speaks to working people. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.